An explosive new book titled In the Closet of the Vatican alleges 80% of Vatican staff are secretly gay. The French author, Frédéric Martel, who's openly gay, says this culture has had disastrous consequences. He argues the secrecy around legal adult gay relationships has led to a wider cover-up of the clerical sexual abuse crisis. Frédéric Martel is coming to Australia later this year for Hobart's Dark Mofo and the Sydney Crime Writers Festival. He's speaking here with RN's Noel Debien.
When you work in the Vatican with 27 priests that are gay, like I have done, then you interview 40 cardinals and 50 bishops and many priests and so on. And then you understand how they work and you see the information you get from all these people. You have the impression that the numbers are very high. We can also put it in another way. And I'm sorry to go in this direction because, of course, there is no link between homosexuality and sexual abuse. But if you look at the question of abuse of priests around the world, you have 5,948 priests in the US that are either in jail or accused or with a kind of soupçon of abusing men.
1,880 yes, exactly. Here in Australia.
1,670 in Germany, 800 in Netherlands, 500 in Belgium, and so on and so forth. All these people were all supposed to be not interested in sex. So they are only the cases under investigation. So I believe celibacy and chastity is a lie. What I'm doing is to denounce the system and a system of lie.
Your book, actually, to quote it, you said that its intention is to understand why Benedict XVI, and you say so prolix and obsessive in his war against legal homosexual acts, seemed powerless in the face of sexual abuse of minors. You do somehow put the two things side by side, don't you? So why do you argue that the worldwide criminal mismanagement of this by the Vatican and its representatives might be somehow related to closeted gay clergy? What's the link?
Homosexuality and abuse have no link. In the world, all the studies and statistics we have try to prove that the abuse are mainly heterosexual from straight families and from straight people in schools, and the victims are very, very large number, women or girls.
Yes.
When you go to the church, then there is a singularity that shows that the cases and the victims are mainly underage boys or men, which means that in the church, sexual abuse are homosexual abuse. And it's the case by 80 to 85% if you use the study of the bishops in the US or Spotlight.
It's the same here in Australia too.
85%. So there is a specificity. I am a gay and actively gay supporter, but we need also to be serious. That's a reality. So then you need to understand why in the church the victims of the abuse are mainly men and boys. So first of all, it's a world of men. Second of all, a lot of the priests that have been accused are quite often in the denial. They deny the fact that they were interested in men. So their homosexuality, proved by the tribunal because they acted with men and boys, is quite often a repressed homosexuality. It's an homosexuality that they deny their own homosexuality. It's self-hate. So that's an element. So the problem is not homosexuality. It is repressed homosexuality. And then the key element linking homosexuality and abuse is the cover-up. A lot of the priests, a lot of the bishops and cardinals that protected abusers, the majority of them are homosexual, and they protect the abusers not because they want to protect him, not because they are okay with abuse, but because they are afraid for themselves. And they are afraid of a scandal. And because of that, then their reaction is to avoid any public scandal and to move the priest to another parish. Another element is the culture of secrecy. And to finish, I would say, you know, I'm a sociologist. Whenever you look, for example, on Durkheim on suicide, we know that it's an individual case. The abuser is an individual. He made something wrong. It's a crime, and he should be punished for that. But we also know as sociologists, that when you have so many cases, thousands of cases in Australia and the US and so on, it's also a sociological and a collective system. So we need to look not just of the individuals that are guilty, but also to the system that encourage, protects, and sometimes gets silent on the system.
That's Frederick Martel, author, and you can hear that full discussion with Noel Debien on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 this afternoon, right here on RN or wherever you get your podcasts.